Welcome to the New Earth Academy podcast, your community of heart-led leaders being the change that they want to see in the world, birthing a new earth by living authentically from their hearts. Hello and welcome to this episode of the New Earth Academy podcast. How have you been over the past few weeks? We had a super intense full moon in Scorpio, and since then it's been quite a bumpy ride for many of us, particularly with Mercury still being in retrograde. And I'm recording this on a Tuesday, but as we swung into yesterday, Mercury started to go stationary direct, which just gave that little sense of things getting a little easier, a little lighter, and we're moving into a really powerful new moon in Taurus on Thursday. So this is a week to really take stock, to just stop and become aware of your energy, become aware of the person that you are becoming, and also how much you have changed since the start of the year. We're now into mid-May, and the energy has been incredibly intense. It has been deeply, deeply transformative on so many levels. And for many of us, it just feels like we've been under this constant bombardment of energy, of change, of trying to integrate everything that's going on whilst holding down a fairly normal life. And as we move through these deep integrations, as we start to find that our energy is shifting and changing, and that the person that we are today isn't the person that we started the year as, and won't be the person that we will finish the year as being. We're starting to find that things, that people, that places are starting to slip away. They're starting to fundamentally change, and you're really starting to find who and what you are aligned with. And this can come from really, really unexpected places. It could be that you are suddenly deeply resonating with a new hobby, that you're deeply resonating with going outside and being in nature, whereas before you've preferred to stay inside. It could be that you are no longer resonating with the hobbies that you've done, that you are changing what really fills you full of joy every day. You may be moving away from physical activity that you've really enjoyed for a long time, for example, playing football, going running, and actually you're preferring doing Tai Chi or yoga or Pilates, or even vice versa. You've done yoga for such a long time and suddenly, yeah, do you know what? I really want to go out for a run. Just notice if you've got those energies occurring for us. We are in a hugely transformative space. This is a fast-moving year in which we're going to have very little time to draw breath unless we actually physically make that time to draw breath. So it's really important this year that we really think about our self-love, that we really think about our self-care. And that's not just running a bath and painting your nails. It really, truly is stopping and resting on a deep level, not just on a physical level, but also on an energetic, mental, emotional level, but also allowing our souls to deeply rest, because essentially we are a spiritual being having this human experience in this strange flesh suit that is really struggling to deal with the energetic changes at the moment. So using this time just before this new moon, or whenever you choose to listen to this, just to take a few minutes to grab yourself a cup of tea and really ponder, how have you changed? What has changed for you? And if you look into the future, what else do you see happening? How else do you see yourself changing? Or are you totally open to the universe in that you are really trusting that the universe is going to bring people, places, things into alignment for you? There are things that I thought I'd be doing this year that suddenly have gone, do you know what? That's not going to happen. And that's sad. It's always a shame, but sometimes there's something better along the horizon. We're shifting and moving, changing so rapidly that something that really appealed to you last week might not have any energy for you this week. And it's really about honouring that. And it's not about getting into a place where we start to beat ourselves up that we should be of service, we should be doing this, we should be doing that, when actually it doesn't deeply resonate with us. People understand more when you really put in a firm boundary and go, hey, no, this isn't what I want to be doing anymore. This isn't aligned with who I am. I'm shifting and changing. And the more you shift and change, the more you truly invite change or an energetic change into your life, the more you are really starting to see what is no longer in alignment. Someone described 2023 as the year of healing. And I kind of poo-pooed this. And I thought, I've done all that healing work. I don't need to do any more. I really, really don't want to go back and open some boxes and do some of the healing work. Well, let's just say that sometimes the universe has other plans. So while I've resisted that healing work, the universe has been like, yeah, do you know what? Yeah, you're going to do that healing work. And the more I've gone into that healing work, the more you are seeing that, yes, this year is actually a year for healing. We are going into those dark, deep recesses of our minds. We are maybe going back to situations, to people, to places that have hurt us or we have hurt them. And we are finalizing it all. We are tying up the loose ends, saying what needs to be said, whether it's through your journal, whether it's finally physically speaking to that person, which, you know, just be careful if you're doing that. You don't want to totally burn your bridges, or you don't want to be sounding like a complete bunny boiler. But sometimes it's just about going back in that box, doing that final bit of clearing, putting it away, and knowing that everything is now sorted. It's almost as if you are an onion. I know some people don't like the onion analogy, but it works really well for me, is that you've peeled off a couple of layers to your trauma, the incident that happened or the thing that you need to heal from, but there's still a few more layers to go. And 2023 is offering you the opportunity to strip back multiple layers very, very quickly. And the reason we're needing to strip back these layers, these multiple layers very, very quickly, is because the energy is so fast, it is so quick that actually we can't be held back by our trauma, big T, little T, depending what you've been through, because that is going to hold us back on our soul's growth. And our souls are really crying out at the moment to be healed and to move forward with whatever your soul mission is in this lifetime. So just become really aware if you have resisted doing some healing, particularly through that Scorpio full moon that raised some really interesting for me and some very sticky memories. Some things that really, really needed healing, some things I even had to go back into a past life to heal. And that's where the work is this year. And I've resisted that and I've not wanted to say that, but it really, truly is where it is. It's about stripping away those multiple layers. It's about truly and finally healing. Because we can't take through our emotional baggage, we can't take through our trauma into where we're going next. So if you are in a space where you are battling that need to heal, but also that need to get on with everyday life, just stop. And that's the hardest thing for us, is to just stop and write down what needs healing. And journal it out and go and speak to somebody if you need to speak to somebody to help you go through that healing. Go and see a healer. Go and see someone who is involved in talking therapies. Maybe it's a touch therapy that you need. Maybe actually it's just a really good friend and a bottle of wine who is just going to sit there while you bawl your eyes out, listen to you, give you a hug. And then, wow, yeah, you feel so much better. You feel like all this pent up energy has just been dissipated. Really take the time to go into those aspects of self that you don't like this year. Because it's only by recognizing them and seeing them that you can truly do something about it. Now, I am all for going into the shadow. I have got three planets in Scorpio, something known as a stellium. You know, I really enjoy that dark part of the year. I enjoy the shadow work. I enjoy taking people and holding their hand as they transform in front of me, helping them create that shadow work for themselves. But hey, there's some bits that I don't want to go into. And this is the year that we really need to pull it out. We really need to pull out and actually do some of the shadow work during the light part of the year, so we're not carrying it into the dark half of the year. It really is time to dig back into the spiritual bypassing closet. And what I mean by that is all the stuff that has happened that we've kind of put a bit of spiritual gloss over. Spiritual bypassing has become a bit of a byword. It's become a bit of a, oh, you're spiritual bypassing. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You need to feel the trauma. You need to feel this. No, yes, it has been, but also we do it to ourselves. Sometimes we bypass and we give something an explanation when actually we just need to face the part of ourselves we don't like and go, do you know what? You absolutely cocked up at that point in time, but I love you. I forgive you. I forgive myself. And I'm going to heal from this and I'm going to move forward. That is the kind of work we're really needing to do on so many different levels this year. For some of us, it'll be a physical healing. For some of us, it'll be a mental, emotional healing. For some of us, it'll be an energetic healing, which might come out as needing your energy just kind of calming and grounding. It may be that it comes out as something physical. So just check in with your body while you're sat or list driving, actually, if you're driving, be careful. But if you're just sat listening to it or you're doing something, just check in with your body. Where are you holding some tension, which could be a bit of shadow, it could be a bit of emotion, it could be a little bit of trauma that really needs releasing? Really just feel into that and acknowledge it and say, yeah, I see you. I hear you. Maybe ask it what it needs. Maybe chat to it and tell it actually that, you know what, doesn't matter, I still love you. And that is the hardest thing when we start talking about healing, when we start talking about self-care, about self-love, is to truly love ourselves. All the shadow bits, all the bits we don't like, including the good bits, to love ourselves as a whole soul. That's a really hard concept to get round because we want to be sparkly and bright, but there are aspects of self we don't like. There are aspects of self which need healing. There are aspects of self where we have acted in a particular way which wasn't very nice or has really caused us or someone else distress that just needs to be looked after and nurtured and told that, okay, that's happened, but it's in the past. I want to live in the now. I forgive you. Forgiving yourself is the biggest lesson that you can learn this year. Forgiving yourself. In fact, there are several really for this year, isn't it? Forgiving yourself, loving yourself, healing yourself, all kind of wrap up into one to put you in the best place possible to move forward. And with this rapidly shifting and changing energy, that we really need to do this work now. Because if we don't, it's almost as if we will be held back. It's kind of the wrong word, but we will be prevented from moving forward because we haven't, frankly, excuse my language, dealt with our shit. So part of this summer it will be to be dealing with your shit on an energetic, emotional, physical level. So what is it that you need to deal with? What is it that's stuck that you thought might have been needing addressing that maybe just needs that last little push, that multiple layer peeling off the onion so you can truly put it to bed, so you can truly look yourself in the eye, look yourself in the mirror and go, do you know what? Yeah, I love you. I love you. Because everything that's been has been. I've forgiven you for it. I forgive myself for it, for how I've acted, for how others have acted, how I have responded to situations. If by the end of the summer you can look in that mirror and go, hey, you, I love you. That is going to be the deepest, most powerful healing that you can do this year. And just notice, what is that bringing up for you at the moment? Is it terrifying to look in a mirror and tell you that you love yourself because you'll see faults in yourself, because you can still see the shadow that needs integrating? There's always going to be a little bit of shadow work to do, but this is the year we can really, really break through. So what comes up for you when you are set a little deadline, a little goal perhaps, that by the end of the summer, by the end of August, as we move into that beautiful September energy, could you look in that mirror and tell you that you love yourself, that you have learnt to love yourself, that you've forgiven yourself, that you can really stand in your own power, you can stand in your own sovereignty? Because standing in our own power and standing in our own sovereignty starts when we learn to love ourselves, when we see ourselves for who we truly are. And that isn't the human in this strange space suit of flesh. That is the soul. That's the soul that's incarnated at this time to do a really powerful role. And even if you're wafting around at the moment, really stuck and unclear about what your role is, perhaps your role at this precise moment in time is to learn to love yourself, to learn to trust yourself, to heal yourself. Because once you do that, once you have that self-love, and it's not selfish, once you have that self-love, you can then throw that out to other people, because you love yourself unconditionally. You can then start loving others unconditionally. And loving someone unconditionally sometimes means seeing their shadow and loving their shadow. It means accepting all their quirks. And sometimes it means accepting that they will be part of your life for a certain time, for a certain reason. That actually unconditionally loving our partners, loving our friends, loving our children is to let them go if we need to and not hold them back because we need them. So really think about how unconditional love comes up for you. And firstly, you have to have unconditional love for yourself. It's a powerful, it's a transformative year. It's a year in which you will deeply, deeply heal, should you choose to. And as we move into this liminal space, this space between Beltane, between summer solstice, it's a time to really integrate these energies, to be out in nature as much as we can do, to just soak up as much light into our bodies. And the more that we soak up light into our bodies, the easier life will become. When I'm going to talk about New Earth and the new frequencies coming in and, oh my God, how, what is New Earth going to be like? Essentially, you're already in New Earth. For me, New Earth is a distinct vibration within the physical world. It's choosing to live from your heart. It's choosing to love from your heart. It's choosing to do every action from your heart, inspired by your heart. For me, that's interchangeable with your soul, your soul's guidance, living for your highest good. And sometimes living from your heart and living in that vibration means letting go. It means truly releasing. So just as we draw to a close, and this wasn't what I was going to go with the podcast today, but clearly was what needs to be said. As we go into this dark moon phase before this new moon on Thursday in Taurus, what needs healing for you? What can you let go of? What can you release? Who and what are truly aligned with who you are becoming? Not necessarily who you are now, but who are you becoming? What is your mission here? And the biggest question is, can you, by the end of August, the start of September, look in that mirror and learn to love yourself and say, I love you, and be totally and utterly unconditional in your love for self? There's lots to think about, because the more we get this right, the more we live in that vibration of living from our hearts, the more we step into this powerful, powerful new earth energy. So until next time, there is plenty to think about. And if you're stuck for answers, if you don't know where to go, just put your hands on your heart and breathe deeply and just tell your heart that you're listening and ask them a question. And the answer will maybe pop into your head, and it might just come when you're washing up, but it really will come. And just before I go, if you have chance to join me next Monday, I am doing a beautiful heart-led meditation going into the heart of the Taur. and I've downloaded quite a lot of information regarding the upgrade of the Earth chakra, the Earth's heart chakra, which is based in Glastonbury. And I'm going to share that with you, and then we're going to go through a really, really beautiful guided meditation through the tour through some of the sacred sites and be joined by some amazing people. So I will leave the link below for you. I'm sure it is Monday the 22nd, but I really don't want to go and get to my diary and double check for you, because that would really just mess with my podcast. So it is actually, yes, Monday the 22nd at 7 p.m. British summer time. So you are very welcome to join me in that, and I'll pop the link below. So until next time, lots to think about. Keep dropping into your heart, keep shining, because you are really sorely needed. This is going to be a busy few weeks, so keep grounded, keep within your heart. Until next time, I am sending lots of love from my heart to yours. Take care.
You have been listening to the New Earth Academy podcast with your host, Lexi Wrightson. Come and sign up to our mailing list at lexiwrightson.com/podcast to be the very first to hear about new episodes. And also, go and download yourself a free meditation to help you drop into your heart space and become the heart-led leader of New Earth.